You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following is a presentation of A's Cast, your free 24/7 nonstop destination for A's baseball. Go to athletics.com/A's Cast to download the app. Restrictions apply. This is A's All Night.
Floriano has hit it out again.
A's baseball, just for you. Here is A's All Night.
I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for A's All Night. The A's continued their dance with the 500 mark on Monday evening, falling to the Rays 6-2 in Game 1 of this three-game set. Oakland had chances to break through early against a tough righty in Charlie Morton. Loading the bases with one out in the third, the A's couldn't push anything across as the threat ended with Stephen Piscotty.
Out of the jam here at the trot. 1-2 pitch, fastball hit to first base. Choi has it, and he's going to step on the bag, and Morton gets out of the bases loaded jam.
A's skipper Bob Melvin on the Rays righty, wriggling free of trouble early.
Yeah, you know, he's got strikeouts in his back pocket. You look at his numbers, so, you know, it's our job to try to get him some good counts and put some pressure on him. You know, we had the bases loaded with, you know, the middle of our order up, and typically we'll feel really good about that, but, you know, made some big pitches, threw some good breaking balls, expand breaking balls, and ended up striking some guys out.
Not only was Morton tough, but so was the Rays defense. In the fifth, Matt Chapman put a charge into one, but Tommy Pham scaled the wall in left field to take extra bases away from the A's third baseman.
One curve lifted to deep left. Morton hung that one, and back on it as Pham at the wall reaches up, and he makes the catch! Tommy Pham at the top of his leap, at the top of the padding, makes the catch on a smash off the bat of Matt Chapman, and the inning is over.
On the mound, Tanner Anderson was making his first big league start, as well as his debut in the green and gold, and he matched the Rays all-star righty pitch for pitch the first couple times through the order.
Swing and a miss, down and in with a breaking ball, and another clean 1-2-3 frame for Tanner Anderson. Five shutout innings against the first place Tampa Bay Rays.
Anderson also got some help from his defense. In the sixth, with the game still scoreless, the Platinum Glover made an appearance.
Dude chopped off the plate up the third baseline. Tough play, glove barehanded by Chapman. Throws the first in time. Man, he didn't need the glove. And he throws out Pham as Meadows goes to second base. Another gold glove play by Chapman at a key moment.
With the next hitter, though, the Rays would take the lead. Anderson finally made a mistake, and Brandon Lau flashed some impressive power to put Tampa Bay on top.
Swung on, lifted to deep left. Back goes Grossman to the track near the wall, and it's gone. Brandon Lau, opposite field, two-run homer. After an opening walk in the bottom of the sixth, and now Tampa Bay leads it 2-0.
After striking out the next hitter, Anderson was lifted after throwing 92 pitches. The righty pitched well, going 5 2/3 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 5. Melvin and Anderson on the start.
Yeah, I thought he did great. You know, obviously some pressure here being at home. I'm sure he's got a lot of people here, and he performed past our expectations. So, you know, just got one ball up. I think he was trying to go away, and it ended up being kind of middle in and ball he could drive. So other than that, I thought he was great. Saved our bullpen too, because we, you know, today, if we can get a deep start from somebody, we really benefit by it. Really good sink. I mean, that's his deal, is being able to sink the baseball. But had a good breaking ball, backdoored it at times, you know, threw a few changeups just enough to keep him off balance, and, you know, pitched really well. So composure-wise, looked like he'd been pitching, you know, and starting all year for us.
I think I threw the ball well. Definitely made some mistakes. Got away with some, you know, in infield, did a tremendous job. And, you know, I kind of threw to the type of pitcher I am. Try to get contact, try to get, you know, defense working, and they did their job. So overall, pretty well. Could have definitely been better.
The righty, a Tampa area native, also talked about pitching in St. Petersburg at Tropicana Field in front of family and friends.
Well, my first dream was to play, you know, at this level. And it was awesome that happened last year. But my second dream was to pitch in Tropicana. So it was awesome. The dream come true. Had a lot of support here. It was really cool. Afterwards, I went out there, and there was like 15, 20 people, and it was really cool.
In the top of the seventh, the Rays defense was at it again. Jerks and Profar stung a ball to left center field, but Rays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier made an incredible catch at the wall to rob the A's second baseman of extra bases.
2-0 offering. It's a fastball lifted into center field, left center, going back to the center fielder. Oh, what a grab by Kiermaier. Slams against the wall, and he makes the catch. He's dynamic, and what an athlete he is, and he robs Jerks and Profar. Unbelievable.
In the bottom of the inning, the Rays would add on. And wouldn't you know it, after Kiermaier made a great defensive play in the top of the inning, he was the guy to make the big swing
set
in the bottom.
1-0 pitch, and that's hit into center field. Laureano is going back to the track, to the wall, and it's gone. The Rays are flexing their muscles.
Then in the eighth, Tampa Bay put the game out of reach. With Joaquin Soria on for the A's, G-Man Choi provided the power for the Rays.
Breaking ball drill deep right. Choi gives it a ride, and it is gone. That's his seventh of the year, and the A's bullpen getting roughed up tonight. And now suddenly it is a 6-0 Tampa Bay lead.
But the A's would not go quietly in the ninth. With Mark Canha on first base and one out, Stephen Piscotty hit a ball hard that finally eluded the Rays' outfield gloves.
Breaking ball hit into the gap in left center field. That's going to get down. Kiermaier's got to chase it on a bounce. He grabs it on the track. Racing to third is Canha. They're going to send him home. Here's the relay by Robinson on a bounce and a slide in time for Canha. He slides across safely, and the A's get on the board. They trail 6-1.
Robbie Grossman then followed with another base hit, driving in Piscotty.
Swung on, smash through the left side. That's a hit. Piscotty's the third. He's turning. He's on his way home without a throw. The A's get a pair here. RBI single makes it a 6-2 game.
But the A's couldn't crawl all the way back, as Jurickson and Profar represented the final hope for the green and gold on Monday.
Swung on, pulled in the right. On the shift, though, out there is Lau, throws the first, and the Rays win the opener 6-2. The A's get two runs in the ninth, but not enough. Tampa Bay wins game one of the three-game series 6-2.
After the loss, Bob Melvin praised his team's ability to battle back at the end of the ballgame.
Yeah, you know, we'll keep fighting. It's, you know, we're a little dragging a little bit today. You know, the fact that we got in so late and had to take BP and get used to the field, but that's no excuse. You know, they keep going and they keep fighting and, you know, tacked on some runs that hopefully, you know, adds to some momentum going into tomorrow.
So the defeat knocks the A's back under 500 at 33-34 on the season, and they'll try to even the series on Tuesday behind Mike Fires in the second of this three-game set. A's Cast Live with Chris Townsend starts your green and gold afternoon at 2 p.m., and that'll be followed by A's Total Access with me at 3:15, which will, of course, lead you right up to first pitch between the A's and the Rays at 4:10 along the Oakland A's radio network. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Jensen, and this is A's All Night.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics. It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.